This month, we're going to be hearing a lot and seeing images of a particular baby, one born about 2,000 years ago in a stable in a faraway land, one that stories and miracles and all sorts of meanings have been attributed to. That baby is worth celebrating. All babies are worth celebrating. Now, I know that babies aren't everybody's cup of tea, but I am one of those people who, as a child, had lots of baby dolls and I desperately wanted a baby sibling. I always knew that I would have children, even though I knew from a young age that it wasn't possible for me to carry a child biologically. I have a tattoo of a fairy because of the quote from the story Peter Pan that says that when the very first baby laughed for the first time, its laughter broke into 1,000 pieces and they all went skipping about, and that was the beginning of fairies. I mean, is there anything more beautiful than the uninhibited, joyful sound of baby laughter? I don't think so. The American author and Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Carl Sandburg once said that, quote, "A baby is God's opinion that the world should go on." In other words, life has this miraculous way of continuing, even in the face of hardship. And this is a year of hardship. I recognize and honor all the ways that this year has been exceptionally hard, and especially for those on any kind of reproductive journey. I just want to take a moment and honor those who are grieving or who are longing for a child. I honor you. I see you, and you're not alone. And my friends who were trying to conceive with the help of reproductive technology or IVF or sperm banks, they tell me that during this pandemic, clinics closed down for months. I know that adoptions continued, but all of the things like meeting expectant parents, social worker visits, all of those pieces have become harder and riskier during this pandemic. Carrying a pregnancy, worrying about health, foregoing baby showers, worrying whether a partner or co-parent could even be present at the birth of the baby, all of that was extra exhausting and hard this year. The pandemic made already hard processes even harder and more emotionally fraught, not to mention needing to keep everyone safe and avoid the visits where everyone passes the new bundle around. But even with all of that, somehow children are still coming into the world. Life is still continuing. I have two children that my husband and I adopted as babies. Our two kids are now almost 5 years old and 21 months old. The younger of the two, the baby, although he's more of a toddler now, is starting to talk. I am completely in awe of the miraculous process that is involved with learning language. Having a front row seat to this process feels like such a privilege and a joy. Every day he learns a couple new words. Yesterday it was moon and broccoli. Some words he says with expert precision: daddy, bus, and for some reason, nuts. But others are not quite as clear. He says, wee-oo, wee-oo, and it means, can you guess? Fire truck. He uses the word done in place of no, like Do you want to read this book?
Done.
And he says mooch instead of milk. But we know what he means. The thing that's so interesting about this is how forgiving and kind and supportive everyone is of how he is learning to talk. Nobody says, "Wee wee, come on, kid, just call it a fire truck." We're so generous in our willingness to help him and gentle in our correction. "Wee wee, oh, do you see a fire truck?" "Yeah, I see it too." Perhaps we do this because there is an innate evolutionary understanding that it is hard work for babies. It's all totally new, and they're just trying their best. Maybe it's just because they're so cute. And yet I find myself berating myself for my own simple mistakes these days. How could I have missed that appointment or forgotten to send that email to my coworker or dropped the ball on my regular attempts to make healthier meals for my family? But you know what? I think I'm going to try to remember that right now life is hard work for all of us. So much of this experience that we're living through is totally new, and we are just trying our best. And hey, we're all cute, each of us in our own way, and so we deserve the same kind, generous, gentle support that we would offer to a baby learning to talk. Maybe it's because I have two little kids. Maybe it's because we're living through a global pandemic. Maybe it's because I have some professional experience and fascination with human psychology. But I've been thinking a lot lately about the inner child. Each of us, in the depths of our bodies and our brains, has a little younger version of ourselves that never grew up. That childlike version inside us has needs and wants, just like we've been talking about this whole month during our worship theme of sufficiency. That little child has needs and wants. So if you are willing, take a deep breath, maybe close your eyes. In your mind's eye, can you imagine yourself as a little kid? Maybe picture yourself, think of a picture of yourself, of you at age 2 or 3 or 4 or 5. Get that image in your mind if you can. And now ask that little person, "How are you?" Or try to see or feel what they need. Now, I'm not a betting person, but if I were, I would bet that a lot of us are existing in the world right now with a really freaked out inner child. Somewhere deep inside of us is a part of us that really does not feel grown up. It feels out of control, worried, and scared. Now, come back into the adult part of yourself and see if, from this adult part, if you can offer something to that little child. Comfort, reassurance, understanding, maybe a hug. How would you talk to a child who was scared? You wouldn't yell at them, right? If this is the first time you've ever heard of the idea of an inner child or tried to notice your own inner child, this might feel weird. Don't worry, that's okay. And it's normal. But if you find yourself alone with a little while, maybe some evening, I invite you to take some time on your own to visualize that little kid self and see what they might need from grown-up you. As adults, we are able to provide a lot for the children in our lives, including the one hidden inside ourselves. I often joke that if I could create an entire career as a traveling baby blessing minister, I would do it. Blessing or dedicating babies is one of the best parts of this job. Everyone laughs with delight as the baby looks confused as the water is put on their head or as they try to eat their flower. Everyone waves and oohs and ahs as the child is carried through the sanctuary with the parade of children following behind. What if we could delight in each other's presence in the same way? Even in our silliness and our mistakes, what if we could honor and celebrate each of our lives, the sacred gifts that they are, welcoming ourselves into the fellowship of humanity the way we would for a little one? I hope we can do that. I hope we can do that for ourselves and for each other again and again, opening ourselves to love and to life. Amen. And may it be so.